formally call this meeting of the TRP Operations and Governance Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. The time is 9:30. This meeting, as everyone knows, is being held virtually. Mario, if you'll please take the roll.
Ms. Alding.
Here.
Mr. Beyer. Mr. Cashman.
Here.
Mr. Woloshin.
Here.
Ms. Gustafson.
Here.
Mr. Hicks. And Mr. Beyer, if you can hear me, I see that you're on. Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bud Hicks actually informed me yesterday that he would not be participating in the meeting today. He had an unavoidable conflict. All right. Thank you, Mario. We have a quorum. Just at the risk of being redundant, I'm going to review the virtual meeting rules for the day for anyone interested in participating who is not on the committee. To observe and participate in the meeting, you'll have to go to trpa.org under Press Room in the center of the page. Please click on Listen Live Governing Board July 22nd, 2020 online meeting. Members of the public can find all meeting materials under Documents, Meetings, and Notices July 22nd, 2020 for the Governing Board meeting. In order to participate in this committee meeting with your comments, please utilize the hand-raising function in the GoToWebinar platform at the appropriate agenda item. If your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you've contacted the TRPA for a reasonable accommodation and received a unique PIN for dial-in, please make sure you enter the PIN so that you may be identified and unmuted by TRPA staff. If you are joining via audio stream, please note this is a listen-only option. If you wish to address the Operations and Governance Committee, you will need to log in via GoToWebinar on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Just as a reminder to members of the committee, if you wish to speak, please alert me via the chat function if you are online, or speak up if you are calling in. And also as a reminder, committee members may only use the chat function to indicate a desire to speak. This function should not be used for sidebar conversations. And just as a friendly reminder, please mute your mic unless you're speaking in order to cut down on background noise. All right, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and approve the agenda. I'll note for the record that there is one change to the agenda that I'm aware of as it's been posted, and that is the continuation of item 5. That will be continued to the August 2020 meeting. Chris?
I'm not sure what that feedback is that we're getting, but yes, in addition, there's an associated consent calendar item number 3 at Governing Board that will also be continued as part of that. Otherwise, that's the agenda.
All right, thank you. Then we'll deem the agenda approved as amended. All right, moving on to the next item, which is the approval for the release of Placer County Water Quality Interest Mitigation Funds and Air Quality Interest Mitigation Funds for Phase 1 of the North Tahoe Recreational Access Plan. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. I believe this is mine. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Operations Committee. Casey, can you move to the next slide for me? This is a mitigation fund release for Placer County, coming from two different funds, the Air Quality Interest Fund for $50,000 and their Water Quality Interest Fund for $10,000. And this is to improve a variety of trailheads in Placer County for recreation, improve the recreation access to active transportation networks and water quality issues at impacted trailheads where there's lots of parking, putting in BMPs, in a variety of different trailheads. So with that, I will go next slide. We'll go for a recommendation for approval for release. Are there any questions on the project?
Thank you, Kim. Any questions for Kim by members of the committee? Seeing none and hearing none, are there any public comments regarding this item? Please raise your hand now on the GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff if you have a comment regarding this item. Who's monitoring public comment for the Ops Committee?
This is Catherine Hanglin. I'm monitoring it, just giving members of the public a moment. There is a bit of an audio delay, but I don't have any hands raised at this moment for public comment.
All right, seeing no public comment, we will go ahead and entertain a motion. We'll close public comment and entertain a motion to approve this item if there are no further comments from the committee. The motion's on your screen. Would somebody from the committee care to make a motion to approve this item?
Madam Chair, I'll make the motion. A motion to approve the release of the Placer County Water Quality Interest Mitigation Fund $10,000 and Air Quality Interest Mitigation Fund $50,000 for Phase 1 of the North Tahoe Recreation Access Plan.
Thank you, Casey. Any comments on the question? All those in favor? Should we roll? I guess we'll roll, Maria. You want to take the roll?
Mr. Cashman?
Aye.
Mr. Beyer?
Yes.
Mr. Woloshin?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Aldine?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you. As noted on the record by Chris, item number 3 has been continued. Let's move on to item number 4, which is a recommendation for approval amendment
Madam Chair.
To the 2019 Federal Transportation Improvement Program. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Madam Chair, I think we still have item 3. Item 5 was deferred. Is that right, Kim? Item 5 was deferred. Item 3, I think, is still active. Is that right, Kim?
Yes, the
5. Chris, I thought you deferred number 3.
No. No, item 5. It was consent calendar number 3.
I see. All right. Okay. Apologize for that confusion. Let's move back to item number 3, which is a recommend approval for the release of the City of South Lake Tahoe Air Quality Mitigation Funds in the amount of $35,000 for complete reconstruction of a deteriorated bike trail on the Emerald Bay Road corridor. Kim?
Perfect. Thank you. Casey, can I do the next slide, please? This is $35,000 in air quality mitigation fees for the city. And as you can see the picture right here, it's in front of the McDonald's. The remaining bike trail that will be reconstructed as part of the Tahoe Valley Greenbelt. So this is kind of a little tiny segment around the corner in the middle of the in the middle of those two projects. So $35,000 to fix this bike trail. Next slide, we'll do the motion. Are there any questions before?
Any questions for Kim, this item?
Yeah, Madam Chairman, this is Tim Cashman.
Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Kim. You showed a little picture of, I don't know what, maybe 10 feet of bike path. $35,000 seems like a lot of money to fix that piece of bike path. And it brings up, Mike, the question, do we ever audit? I know we do it sometimes, but audit some of these projects to make sure that the amount of money that's comes out of the funds actually goes into completion of the whole project and doesn't end up someplace else that we're not authorizing?
Yes, we do. As part of this release in the staff summary, you'll see it's required that the funding must be spent on this project, and if it ends up going under, they have to return those funds, or they can request to have it allocated to a different EIP project that this committee and governing board would need to approve as well. So So we do get that annual report from them on funds spent, and then this is entered into the EIP tracker. It's monitored there. And like I said, you'd have to reapprove if it were to be allocated anywhere else.
So it comes, it will come back as part of a year-end total report on funding or mitigation funds, or our mitigation fund usage.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Kim, I assume that we don't have a full scope of the project. In addition to repaving, I'm assuming there will be BMPs installed to address any drainage issues relative to this pathway, which may account for the larger sum of money being requested for release.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, the BMPs along bike trails can be a variety of different methods of how they filter water off the side of a bike trail, depending on where it is. In this area, because it's adjacent to the road, there'll be stormwater capture along the road and landscaping probably on the other side to capture any water flooding along the bike trail.
And I'm
okay,
sure
thank
there's
you. Other members of the committee wish to comment on this item?
Chairman, I have a question, Kim. Kim, this is Casey. Good morning. Thank you for doing this. And it follows up on Tim Cashman's question. It would be helpful if we could see some type of schematics or a drawing of what the actual improvement's going to look like versus just where the problem exists. It's hard for me to understand how that is going to be improved when we don't know exactly what their plan is. So I would just encourage that if we're going to release the funds for improvement, that we have some type of schematic or drawing of the before and after review. It gives us a better understanding of what we're actually spending money on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Valid comment. Any other questions or comments by members of the committee? Hearing none and seeing none, we'll move on to public comment. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now to be unmuted by TRPA staff. You have 2 minutes to give members of the public, you have 2 minutes to provide your comments on this particular issue.
Madam Chair, I see no hands raised for public comment.
Thank you. All right, we will go ahead and close public comment. Any further comments from the committee? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve this item. The wording of the motion is on your screen.
Madam Chair, this is I'll move approval of release of the City of South Lake Tahoe Air Quality Mitigation Funds for $35,000 for the complete reconstruction of the bike trail Emerald Bay Road corridor.
Thank you, Cindy. Any comments on the question? All right. Mario, will you please take roll?
Mr. Beyer?
Yes.
Mr. Cashman?
Yes.
Mr. Woloshin?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Aldean?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Great. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item 4, which involves the adoption of Amendment Number 8 to the 2019 Federal Transportation Improvement Program. Hi, Nick. I was a little premature last time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. Nick Haven here for the record, Transportation Planning Manager. Today before you, we are looking for a recommendation from the TMPO Governing Board, actually to the TMPO Governing Board, for approval of Amendment Number 8 of our Federal Transportation Improvement Program. So as most of you know, our Federal Transportation Improvement Program is essentially our accounting of regionally significant projects and funding. All federal funds that come into the region for transportation need to be accounted for in the document. And so the amendment today is on request from Caltrans. It is essentially programming two components. One is a new project. That's the addition of a pavement and water quality project to resurface Highway 28 between Tahoe City and Kings Beach. And then the second project is actually amending, and that project will be actually added as a new project that is not in the TIP now. The next project, also a Caltrans project, is amending an existing project in the TIP that is adding some elements. They were unable to complete one of their water quality projects and safety projects at Chipmunk and Beaver on Highway 28. And so they're adding some scope to deal with some unintended utility conflicts that they encountered while working up some of those water quality improvements that they were unable to complete. So those are just the two amendments that we're looking for today to modify the TIP through amendment number 8. And I would be happy to answer any questions about these projects and turn it over to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Nick. Does any member of the committee have any questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move to public comment on this item. Again, any member of the public who wishes to address the committee on this agenda item needs to raise their hand now to be unmuted by TRPA staff.
Madam Chair, I see no hands raised to make public comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll go ahead and close public comment. Any further comments or questions by the members of the committee? Hearing none and seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve this item as noted on your screen.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve adoption of Amendment 8 to the 2019 Federal Transportation Improvement Program.
Great. Thank you, Tim. We have a motion. Any discussion on the item? Mari, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Cashman?
Yes.
Mr. Beyer?
Yes.
Mr. Woloshin?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you. As previously noted at the beginning of the meeting, item number 5 has been continued until our August meeting. So moving on to the next item, which is the quarterly treasurer's report. Hi, Chris.
Hi, for the record, Chris Kyler, Finance Director for the agency. I distributed to the committee members, this is an information only item, so I distributed to you the written report. I just note that there's really only about two items of note. One, which we've beaten to death in prior meetings, is we did complete the refinancing of the 2007 bonds to the 2020 bonds. The other is in conjunction with that, we did purchase a certificate of deposit with Heritage Bank. That is not a condition of the bonds. So when that CD expires, we will reconsider our investment options at that point in time. A couple years ago, we did have one issue at year end where spending down the money left us slightly over in our commercial percentages in terms of the investment policy. That's not the case. We finished the year with a 19% in commercial with a 20% cap in the investment policy. So we're good there. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I think the treasurer's report is in good shape.
Thank you, Chris. Any comments or questions for Chris? Chris, I have a question. When does that $2 million CD mature?
It's a 12-month CD.
It's a 12-month CD. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So any questions by members of the committee? All right. Thank you, Chris, for this update. We'll move on now to the next item, which is item number 7, upcoming topics. Chris?
Okay, a couple of points. Kathy and I met yesterday with our external auditors. Mark Davis is the our new old partner for the external audits. This is to initiate the audit of the fiscal year 2020 financial statements and records. So we've had our intro meeting. You will all be receiving shortly an SAS, I believe it's 114 letter from the auditors. The Operations and Governance Committee is actually the audit committee for the agency. This letter you'll receive from the auditors basically lays out the scope of the audit, what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. It also offers you the opportunity to contact the auditors directly if there's an area of concern you have that you would like to have them take a look at. So that's upcoming. We're starting the preliminary field work virtually this week. Final field work will be done in mid-October range with the intent of delivering audited financial statements in the December board meeting. The other item I would say is Nevada completed its special session on Sunday and passed a budget, AB3. It's been signed into law by Governor Sisolak. So that part of our fiscal year 2021 budget is now in place. The cuts in there were as we anticipated. It was the maximum cut of about $355,000. That was included or factored into the budget that you approved last month, so it doesn't require any change in our SPART. Our other item that I want to stay on top of for the 2021 budget is California is going to be revisiting the special funds in the next couple of months, and there may be an August revise as they take a look at the revenue side of those special funds. That's where the bulk of our California money comes from. It's from the Environmental License Plate Fund and the Harbors and Watercraft Revolving Fund. So that's about it for budget-wise. That's it for upcoming topics.
Okay, Chris, thank you so much. Any questions from the committee with Chris? All right, hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on to our last public comment. Again, if you wish to address the committee, please raise your hand now to be unmuted by TRPA staff.
Madam Chair, we have no hands raised to make public comment.
Okay, thank you. And we will close public comment and move on to committee member comments. Any member of the committee wish to make any final comments before we adjourn? Hearing none and seeing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Don't be shy.
Madam Chair, I'm so moved.
Go ahead. Cindy, was that you?
Sorry, yes. Yes. And somebody else, so whoever you want to take.
It doesn't matter. We just need to adjourn so we can move on to the governing board meeting.
Yep. So moved.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Thank you, everyone.